Hi, this is Barry Friedman, continuing my series of interviews with men who have done the New Warrior Training Adventure. Today I'm happy to have on a man with whom I have staffed several weekends of the New Warrior Training Adventure, Martin Marks. So Martin, can you say hello first and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely, thank you. I'm delighted and honored that you asked me to participate in this and give you an idea of my background and what I've done within the Mankind Project, and particularly the New Warrior Training Adventure, so I'm quite excited about this.
Good. We're happy to have you. Thank you.
Thanks. So the brief sort of history is I was initiated in the Northwest outside of Portland at Camp Adams in September of 1995. And the reason it was there instead of Northern California is we didn't have a center here. So we came on board in the very end of 98. So in those early years, we had to go outside the area to be initiated. And fortunately, I had some friends up there and a man who was doing a lot of enrolling for them. And so that's when I went. That's where I went to do my initiation. And for the first year, got, you know, did sort of typical I-group stuff in the Bay Area. And at that time, it was an eight-week sort of pit protocol and good basic tools. And from there, I started to become quite involved in the Mankind Project. And in Northern California, there was something that really drew me to this work, and I had the time and wherewithal to dedicate to it as well. So I then became the third center director, or CD, for Northern California, and that was for the two-year period, 2000 and 2001.
Nice. Yeah. So when you did that weekend, and then you obviously got much more involved being a full leader now of the New Warrior Training Adventures, can you remember back to your weekend any objections or concerns you had about doing a weekend like that, a men's weekend?
Well, it's interesting. That's a great question. I was the easiest enrollment in the history of the Mankind Project, without a doubt. The man who brought me into the work was a teacher and mentor of mine. His name is Michael Naumer, and an extraordinary man. And he and his wife were doing a whole series of workshops on relationship in the Marin area. And that's where I was doing my work right after I was initiated, and Michael was a very bright man and had done a lot of work. He goes back to the old Werner Erhard days in S and all that wonderful work.
Yeah.
And he came to me one day after one of our classes and said, "Martin, you need to go do this training. It's going to kick your ass." And I had so much respect for this man, and he was a tough guy, that it really got my attention. I said, "Okay." And that was it. I contacted Bill Elbring, who was and is still a part of the Northern California community, and signed up and went into the weekend. In terms of objections or anything about the weekend, you know, nothing that really comes to mind. I had been involved with a fair amount of meditation in the Vipassana practice in Marin, and I approached the weekend in a place of being very open to whatever they did, however they did it, and I had trusted Michael so much in terms of sending me to the work that I was open and available and ready. So no real objections. What I did notice is the weekend was valuable. It opened me up to a whole different set of ideas and ways of being a man, but it didn't have this deep impact on my life in that moment. It was really the follow-up work and the involvement that I had over the next few years that really catapulted me forward.
Interesting, yeah. So over your years involved with the Mankind Project, do you have any idea of how many men you've introduced to this work, and what's been a general feel or maybe an exemplary feel of the reaction you've gotten from men who you've brought into this work?
You know, I think what I get from the men that I've brought into the work, the men that I've done almost, I think, 64, 65 weekends now, and co-led and now led as the full leader, many of them. And what I get is an opportunity for a man to make a substantial shift in his life, and at a very deep level. And I think what sits right next to that for me is the whole notion of new warrior, you know, a new way of being a man where rather than in in this culture, in this country, of that competition, and you know, if you show me yours, I'm going to take advantage of it, to a place of, we as men know how to nurture and love and take care of each other in a very unique way, and that's what men get to experience on the weekend, is that trust and being loved unconditionally by other men,
mm-hmm.
so that they can get the best out of their lives.
Wow, yeah. Well said. Thank you. Yeah. So you had mentioned the continuation work since the weekend, and part of that is the weekly integration groups, the I-groups we have. Are you currently in an I-group?
I am. I've been, for the most part, in an I-group for many years now. I sit in a group in the East Bay, and, you know, this is where I go. These are my people. These are my men, and I bring any and everything to this group. It's where I get challenged. It's where I get held and nurtured. It's a place that I look forward to. My group happens to meet every other week, which works well with my schedule and other responsibilities.
Mm, nice.
And it's an integral part of my life. I mean, I can't imagine living today without a men's circle to go sit in.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thank you, Anthony,
yeah.
for sharing that. And Martin, I want to just ask you, as we close this up, yeah, is there something you can really, some nail that you can hang a coat on about how your life has changed since being involved in men's work, just in general?
Well, let me add a little. What I've been doing in the last pretty much 10 years is I've become quite involved in the Mankind Project and worked with the international organization in a number of roles. And so I've gone from sitting in men's circles and then working at the operational and executive end of it, and seeing all the challenges and conflicts and all that arises working with an international organization.
Mm.
And I think what I get is the sense of, and what I bring and work with is how to bring out the best in the next man. And what I see over and over again is we know how to challenge each other, we know how to trust each other, and we're willing to do whatever it takes to bring out the best in the next man, and whatever that may be. So I think that's probably the thing that sits with me as one of the most important aspects of what we do, and where I, you know, how I describe it is, I take a stand for men, you know, and it's not that I don't take a stand for women and dogs and cats and children and lots of other things, but I take a stand for men in this society and cross-culturally.
Mm. Wow, great ending. Martin, thank you so much for your time. I know these series of interviews are really helping men who are contemplating going to a deeper place in their life and getting to hear men's experiences like yours, and someone who's certainly taken their weekend and helped to change the lives of many, many men. I know this helps, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. And I'll finish with saying this, you know, for any men that are thinking about doing the work or have heard a little bit about it and are uncertain, what I can tell you is, and actually guarantee at a certain level, that if you do this work and stay with it for any period of time, it will change your life.
Mm.
And it will change it in a way that you will now make a difference in all the people you come into contact with. And I believe that's part of what we're here to do.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Bye-bye.